Hello out there. You are listening to the In the Mystifer podcast, where we discuss godly love, godly marriage, and everything in between. I am your host, Toyin Adekola, also known as In the Mystifer. Let's get started. A big welcome to all my listeners. Guys, today I want to talk about marriage. No surprise, right? But you know, this topic, what I'm about to share, comes from a comment someone made to me not too long ago. Someone told me that I make marriage look easy. I make marriage look easy. This person was sharing with me, you know, from, you know, listening to my podcast and reading my blogs and just talking to me, that I made marriage look like a very easy thing. So here I am to make a whole podcast episode to say, girlfriend, marriage is not easy. Marriage is not easy. You know, let's talk about this. Let's be honest here. I mean, first of all, let me be honest. It's a blessing from God that someone will look at me and look at my marriage, or what they think they see in my marriage. That's actually a better point. What they think they see in my marriage and compliment me by saying that I make marriage look easy. You know, I strive for a good marriage. I see it as a business or a company that I have to keep working on and keep building on. I strive to have a good marriage, and it really is the icing on the cake, and it's a reward for my efforts when someone tells me that they sensed joy in my home, that they feel that I make marriage an achievable thing, something to strive for, something to work for. I'm really blessed. I give God all the glory. I'm really blessed. I have a great husband. He's a phenomenal husband and father to our children. But let me make this clear. Every day is not a parade, because no marriage is perfect. I don't know about you, but I have this innate distrust of people who make their marriage seem like one fluffy cloud that they're riding on into the eternity. Love is sweet, don't get me wrong, and sex is fun, but marriage is H-A-R-D. It is hard work. I have never had to constantly work and put effort into anything in my life as much as I've had to do with my marriage. I have a gazillion degrees. I have done different things in my life. I have worked hard for different things, but I have never had to work as hard as I've had to work on my marriage. The days when things are not going my way, there are days that I'm super happy. There are days that I'm just like, wow, I hit the jackpot. And there are days that I'm just like, God have mercy. You know what? All you single ladies, it's better for you to remain single. Just like Paul said. Paul said that, listen, if you have the grace to be single, just remain single. Some days I know exactly what he means by that. And I'm just being transparent here. I am not... You know, there are marriages and then there are Christian marriages. Those are two completely different ball games. There are two different levels of responsibility. And you know what? There are days that I'm tired of it all. If you take a typical marriage, a non-Christian marriage, there are certain things that they can do to keep themselves happy and satisfied. For example, if you've paid any attention to social media or to the news or to, you know, tabloids, a black couple, celebrity couple who has been marriage goals for a lot of people have confessed that they have an open marriage, which basically means that, listen, you and I are together, but I'm allowed to see other men, and the hubster is allowed to see other women, but we know that at the end of the day, we have to come back together. It's called an open marriage. Now, that is something that a lot of people have, a lot of people do. There are people who are what we call swingers, who husband and wife, you know, partake together in having sex with other people. It brings, I don't know, a thrill, something different, some excitement to their marriages. My point is, there are different tools and techniques and systems and methods that married couples have resorted to in order to keep their marriage palatable for them, to keep it desirable for them. But we know that as children of God in a Christian marriage, a lot of these things we cannot do. We cannot do, we don't want to do, and we have had to find ways to keep our marriage something that we want to be in. Okay, so let me give you a good example. You know I love examples, right? Let me give you a good example. One of my favorite hobbies is to travel. I love being on a plane. I love leaving the country. I don't do birthday parties. I don't celebrate my birthday with birthday parties. I don't celebrate anything with parties. If you want to gift me something, buy me a ticket and get me on a plane. I really love to travel. And I've had the privilege and the blessing to visit many, 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 many countries. And I won't lie, the day that I'm leaving my home to go, you know, to travel, I'm so happy. The day I know I have to come back is usually a very sad day for me because I just love the experience. So not too long ago, I had the opportunity to go to Germany. And this was my first time going there. And wow, what an experience. Let's just say that the Germans were not too friendly towards me. And I later found out that they are not too friendly to blacks and they don't like Americans. So when you have someone who's black with an American accent, that can definitely be a problem. And during my stay there, oh my goodness, the people were weird and rude. They were staring. There's like just different things that made it very uncomfortable. And the day the hubster and I were leaving, I was so, so, so happy to get out of that country. And honestly, I really don't see me going back there. And I've traveled all around Europe. It's not about being in Europe. It's this country per se. You know, the hubster was telling me, chill, relax. You know, the place we were, there are not too many black people. They're not used to black people. You know, blah, 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 blah. But I was ready to get out the country. Okay, so how is this like my marriage? You know, there are days in my marriage where it is raw bliss. I could stay in this space forever. And there are other days, just like Germany, where I am ready to jump ship. I honestly have days where my flesh wants to pick up and run. Even though I know that the hubster is where I belong, I just want to just go, leave, get an apartment, stay there by myself, eat and sleep for 24 hours straight, not have any responsibility, not have to fight for my marriage, not have to work for my marriage, just let it all go. I guess my point is, like a baby, to make it grow, you have to attend to its every need. There are no quick schemes. There are no three-step programs that can give you a marriage of bliss. It requires nights on your knees. It requires swallowing your emotions. It requires resisting your flesh. And sometimes it requires you saying sorry, even when you're not the person at fault. the happiness that I've experienced in my marriage is not something that I stumbled upon. It's not something that happened to me by chance. It's God's grace. God gave me the seed. He gave us the seed. He gave us the material to create what we wanted. But every day I wake up and I have to keep my eyes on God and determine in my heart to fight for what I have. So, do you want something like my marriage? I actually pray you have something greater than my marriage, but you have to be prepared to work for it. I know today's episode was a little scattered, but I just felt that I don't want to be the person who is given the impression that, wow, once you say I do, it's la la land, it's flowers and unicorns and rainbows. No, there are days that you're going to question yourself. There are going to be days you're going to question God. There's going to be days you're going to question your spouse. But the most important thing is the foundation of knowing that A, this is where I belong. B, this is who God has created for me. And once you keep your eyes on God, He will give you the tools and the resilience and the fortitude to keep what He has blessed and what He has given to you. Okay, guys, that's it for today. Until next time, God bless you and God keep you. Thank you for tuning in today. You can find today's show notes on inthemistofher.com. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and share with a friend. I would love to know your thoughts on today's topic, so let's continue this discussion online. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. If you'd like to send me an email or a Dear Indy question, please send it to inthemistofher@gmail.com. As long as God is in the midst of me, I will always be in the midst of her. Until next time, God bless.